Homie for Senate. You might have seen those mint green campaign signs around town. The tagline promises a vague, significant change, and when you head to the URL, what you find is a pitch for the so-called Teal Party. But with all the TV and radio advertising for Senate candidates Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema on the airwaves, why haven't we heard about this Homie person? So we got a hold of Homie, and that's right, it is not a candidate after all. It's a Utah-based home-buying company, and the significant change they're offering is...
The most important thing that we want Arizonans to realize is that there is a massive disruption happening in real estate today.
That is the VP of Marketing for Homie.com, Joe Grover, talking about real estate.
There have been some questions about whether or not we're an actual candidate for Senate. I think that becomes pretty clear as people read homieforsenate.com. It's becoming much clearer also with all the press inquiries.
But these signs on the website with the Teal Party wording, does Grover worry some people might actually try to vote for this Homie candidate come November? Is this misleading? He says no.
So we believe, again, that Arizonans are smart. They're savvy. They're intelligent voters. And what we believe is that they might even appreciate a little bit of levity in such a divisive political season. And so we hope that the spirit of the message and the spirit of the campaign come through, that we're really trying to serve Arizonans just like their politicians are trying to serve them.
So is this type of advertising even legal in accordance with state or local election laws? Arizona Capital Times reporter Ben Giles took a look at homie.com and what this campaign is all about. And he joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So you looked into this, and there turns out to be quite a backstory and a Supreme Court case involved in this being actually legal. How did this start? There was a Stingray Sushi campaign, I understand?
Yeah. This reminded some folks I spoke with of a 2011-2012 sushi campaign. The restaurant Stingray Sushi hired Jason Rose to basically start political committees to advertise for their restaurant during the campaign. First, it was the 2011 mayoral campaign, where at least 51% of their signs had some type of clever catchphrase that linked their advertisement to a mayoral candidate. Hmm. They did the same thing again in 2012 with the presidential campaign, where you'd see the Stingray Sushi logo on a sign, but then also some catchphrase about Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. And the wrinkle there was that it was technically electioneering, so they had to register first with the Secretary of State in 2011 and then with the Federal Elections Commission in 2012 to post those signs, because at the time, the only way you could put up that many signs on right-of-ways around the valley was to be a registered political committee, and they had to be political signs.
The Sushi Political Action Committee, okay. And how did this end up in the Supreme Court?
Well, there was a case, Reed versus the town of Gilbert, where there was a church that was trying to post signs around Gilbert, basically letting people know
where their sanctuary was going to be during a given week. They moved around town quite a bit. And what the Supreme Court wound up ruling when the town of Gilbert tried to crack down on those signs was that you can't really judge a sign based on its content. You can dictate when, where, and how signs can be placed. But as one attorney described to me yesterday, you just kind of have to look at the back of the sign. You can't look at the front of it and judge it based on its content. And that comes into play in political season, in this campaign season right now, where cities are essentially barred from looking at a sign and saying, okay, this isn't political. It's technically an advertisement, like these Homie for Senate signs. And that's how they're getting away with posting this for at least the rest of the campaign year.
Okay, and real quickly before we let you go, Ben, any sense of how successful these kinds of campaigns are? Was Stingray Sushi awfully successful last time?
Well, they got a lot of earned media, just kind of like this, where they got attention for making waves during the campaign season. I talked to Jason Rose, who ran that Stingray Sushi campaign, and he was a little critical of this particular campaign just because it is a little vague. It kind of takes some digging on the Homie for Senate website to realize, oh, okay, this is an advertisement for a real estate company. But at the very least, you got a couple of reporters to write about it, and now we're talking about it.
Yeah, that's right enough. All right, Capital Times reporter Ben Giles, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks.